Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 17, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Prevalence and associations of systemic inflammation in heart failure across the spectrum of ejection fraction. This study characterized the prevalence and correlates of systemic inflammation across the spectrum of heart failure, including heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, heart failure with mildly reduced ejection fraction, and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. It aimed to differentiate inflammatory mechanisms, where inflammation in heart failure with mildly reduced ejection fraction and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction is linked to cardiovascular kidney metabolic conditions. In contrast, inflammation in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction is thought to develop secondary to cardiac stress and circulatory derangements. This research establishes a crucial foundation for understanding distinct inflammatory profiles in varying heart failure phenotypes, which is vital for developing targeted therapeutic strategies. Article number 2. Prognostic value of papillary muscle scarring in patients with dilated cardiomyopathy. This cohort study was designed to investigate the prevalence and prognostic significance of papillary muscle scarring in patients with dilated cardiomyopathy. Recognizing that papillary muscle scarring can arise from microvascular dysfunction, even without epicardial coronary artery disease, the study aimed to establish whether this scarring is associated with adverse outcomes in this patient population. By clarifying the presence and impact of papillary muscle scarring in dilated cardiomyopathy, this research sought to provide crucial insights for enhanced risk stratification and personalized management strategies. The study thereby establishes a framework for future prognostic assessment in patients with dilated cardiomyopathy. Article number 3. Neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio for risk stratification in acute myocarditis across the left ventricular ejection fraction spectrum. This study aimed to compare the predictive accuracy of various risk stratification models for acute myocarditis, with a specific focus on the utility of the neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio. The research recognized that the neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio, NLR, is a valuable tool for risk stratification in patients with acute myocarditis, particularly addressing challenges in those presenting with preserved left ventricular ejection fraction, LVEF. By evaluating existing models and emphasizing the predictive power of NLR, this study significantly advances the ability to identify high-risk patients. These findings offer a more robust method for risk stratification in acute myocarditis across the left ventricular ejection fraction spectrum, enabling more precise clinical management and potentially improving patient outcomes. Article number 4. Artificial intelligence-based echocardiographic assessment for monitoring disease progression in transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis. This study investigated artificial intelligence-based echocardiographic assessment for monitoring disease progression in transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis. Researchers conducted longitudinal transthoracic echocardiography on consecutive patients with transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis at baseline and 12-month follow-up, utilizing artificial intelligence for rapid and standardized assessment of left ventricular outflow tract velocity time integral, LVOTVTI. This work successfully established an artificial intelligence-driven approach for objectively quantifying changes in LVOTVTI, a reliable surrogate for stroke volume, which is known to portend a poor prognosis when reduced. This innovative methodology provides a standardized and efficient tool to predict outcomes and guide therapeutic management in patients with transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis. Article number 5. Expression of concern. NETRIN1 preserves blood-brain barrier integrity through deleted in colorectal cancer / focal adhesion kinase / ROA signaling pathway following subarachnoid hemorrhage in rats. The Journal of the American Heart Association is issuing an expression of concern regarding a previously published article titled NETRIN1 preserves blood-brain barrier integrity through deleted in colorectal cancer / focal adhesion kinase / ROA signaling pathway following subarachnoid hemorrhage in rats. This notice addresses significant concerns that were raised regarding the quality of the data and images presented within the article. The expression of concern underscores the journal's commitment to maintaining rigorous scientific standards and integrity in published research. It highlights the critical importance of data accuracy and transparency in the scientific literature. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.